And there seemed to be, from what I understood, was like a war of data, because I think I remember watching one of your presentations to them in the one board, when one councilman was like, good, you know, we get so many contradictory data. So I was just wondering, you know, like, is that normal in the sciences to have like contradictory data?
Totally. I mean, that's science. I mean, that's part of it, is like, you do, so social science perspective, like this is, it's constantly, you know, here's the study that I did and this is what we found. Well, guess what? We did a different study and we found something different. It's like, okay, so what's really going on? Well, how did you ask that question? What did you do? So within the social sciences, it's hard to do replicating studies. So to me, it was just a matter of going through the peer review process and having economists analyze our data and tell us if what we did was correct based on everything that we present.
Right.
And if they needed to ask for the data, they asked for the data.
Right.
So, I mean, it was, I'm performing the analysis under a code of ethics that I have, that I'm not going to fabricate this stuff.
Right.
And then it goes to a journal that is holding me to these higher standards, because there's other people who do that stuff evaluating what I'm saying. And it was a long review process. Like, that article went through 3 review processes.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a quick turnaround on it.
Yeah.
And it was delayed by like a year, because we got the first round of reviews back, we responded to those, got a second round of reviews back, responded to those, and they went back to one reviewer who still had their concerns about the structure of our article, and we responded to those, and then it was finally accepted. So it was well well vetted, I'll say that.
Has that been normal, getting like a vetting process like
that?
Or
was,
think it was just unique to this?
It was unique to that, because I think it was a strong statement that made, and that article gets cited a lot, because it's the only one that actually has empirical validation for anything. No, my setback article, who could evaluate that? So I submitted that, and it's like, who do they send it to? Nobody. Some people in like the wind industry had looked a little bit at wind turbine placements in around populated areas or landfills, but it was like such a new topic and nothing was on it. So that was like, I got that back and they were like, accept. I mean, that basically was it, because I don't think they had anybody to evaluate it. And when the evaluators saw it, they were like, I don't like everything is logical and makes sense what they did, but I can't say, like, based on my background on this topic, that whatever is being said, because it was like so new.
Mm-hmm.
So that was new, and that didn't go through a huge peer review process. The other one did.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had other ones that have gone through harsher peer reviews. Is when you start using the empirical data to say something about social change or social processes, that's where they start to, especially economics and stuff.
Yeah.